We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Let's go to Scotland. Because there are researchers.
That's more English than Scottish.
Yeah. Would you like some tea?
You got to do your Mr. Scott. Beam me up, because he was Scottish.
Oh, Scotty.
Yeah. Well, that would... You're
Scottish. I am.
Scottish.
Scottish Yoda over there.
Scottish Yoda. We definitely have to do a meme of Steve and call him Scottish Yoda. Yeah.
Scottish, I am.
Yeah.
Scotty, beam me up.
Yeah, that's Kirk, actually, but yeah. Yeah, sorry, buddy. Anyway, researchers. That's again not Scotty.
Live long and prosper.
That also not Scotty. You're winning the trifecta.
Damn it.
Yeah, researchers. There's Scotty.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Tony Romo.
Yeah. Researchers in Scotland have found the secret to true happiness. This is the secret, buddy. Are you ready?
Yes.
By the way, Vicky, you will never have true happiness.
Oh, why?
Because the secret is turning off your phone at 10 p.m. Congratulations.
Huh. Joke's on you. I go to bed at 8.
Boom. Phone's off.
I didn't say just as you go to bed at 8 doesn't mean you turn your phone off.
But she's not touching it probably when she's asleep.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
I mean,
oh, yes.
Some people have told me that I might. Like, I just reach for my phone instinctively. I mean,
yeah, if you didn't have to get up early, I mean, do you play with your phone until you go to bed? For us, it's probably turn your phone off at probably 7 p.m., I would imagine, since we get up so early.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, well, people probably go to bed at like 11.
Yeah.
So they're saying like an hour before you go to bed, turn your phone off.
Yeah, do you turn your phone off?
No, there's no chance in hell. I will make it a point not to touch my phone the minute I'm in bed. It's just like a psychological thing, not for any research reasons. But up until that moment, I'm putting my phone on the nightstand because I'm setting the alarm. I'm making sure there's no emails that are like work-related right before I go to bed. God forbid something happens, someone's sick or whatever.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do that.
That's funny, because I know most people can't look at their phone while they're going to sleep because they stay awake. And for me, that's how I fall asleep, is I'll go to Imgur and I'll look at funny pictures or funny videos. And as my eyes start to get droopy, I'll put it down and away.
That's pretty bizarre.
That's how I relax to go to sleep.
Yeah, I know that reading can do that for some people, but they say somehow the light of the phone, but it doesn't affect you apparently.
No, I turn down the vibrance, though, as well.
So they found that when you use your phone later than 10 p.m., it messes with your body's rhythms and your head. People who use their phones late at night and right before bed were much more likely to have all sorts of problems, including loneliness, depression, and sleep issues.
Oh, that sounds a little excessive.
I don't know,
sleep issue part, maybe. But loneliness?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I've read books where, like, we think we're connected when we're doing this, but actually, we realize, wait, we're the only one here, and we're not connecting really with people. We're only false connecting.
I text my wife goodnight, even though she's right next to me.
Yeah, see, that's connection right
that's,
there.
That's the way to do it these days, right?
I don't know about depression. There's all kinds of depression, but geez, the last thing I want to do is contribute to the possibilities of me getting depression. I mean, I know I can get it. I know I've had it. So if they say put the phone down, I'm going to do it.
Vicky brings up a funny point, because sometimes when I'm trying to take a nap, I'm playing on my phone and I'll just fall asleep while I'm still playing on my phone on the couch. And there's been times where it's been awkward because I'll be on like Facebook and my fat thumb will land on something. And one time I liked a post that was not like-worthy. It was about, like, sad stuff.
Oh, that's
and
always
before the sad face stuff.
No, it was it was rather recently. It was just I was falling asleep and my hand landed on the light button.
Oh, so you didn't even know you did that.
And the person sent me a message and said, "Hey, what? Why did you like that?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" So I had to go back and realize. Chase my steps. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I fell asleep while surfing Facebook, and I must have just landed on that one. And said, like,
that's why you got to cut yourself off an hour before bedtime, Steve.
I felt like such a jerk, though. I'm like, of all the, I'm not that person. So in a sea of all these comments, there's one person liking it, and it's me. Like, hey, your dog died. Like, I like it.
So if you can't do it, see, the idea of addiction, you know, and I know what addiction is like, so if you can't put it down, because I've always thought, all right, if I'm really not addicted to something, I'll be able to give it up, even if somebody I think is being unreasonable, I'll go, yeah, all right, I won't do that. And a lot of us won't, which means that if we won't get to wind down from all the chaos of social media. Also, that blue light from your phone confuses your body, keeps you from falling asleep, but somehow it doesn't affect Vicky.
But don't they have, like, on the phone, they have, like, a certain thing that goes on your screen that makes it more of, like, a yellow hue or something along those lines?
Yep. It's like the night mode.
Night mode.
Oh, so night mode does do that?
Yeah.
Okay, because I...
That used to be a 900 number, I would call. Night mode.
I never trust it. I feel like this is just what the phone is doing just to basically pretend. I maybe it works.
I don't know if it does or doesn't, but...
So put it down, baby. Put your phone down by 10 p.m. and don't touch it. You should be happier.
Also, Vicky's one of those people, though, that can't fall asleep without TV on, right, Vicky?
Yeah. So I have my TV going when I'm falling asleep. I'll just put on Netflix and let it run, and I'll wake up at midnight and see that it stopped, and I'll turn it back on and go back to sleep.
Wow.
I think it started when I started working here taking naps. I'd be like, oh, I want to watch a TV show, and I'd fall asleep watching the TV show. And now I can't not sleep that way. I have to be really tired or really drunk.
Wow.
Which sums up every night.
I mean.
It's one or the other.
Most nights. Yeah. I sometimes take breaks for the hangover.
One person says, I watch porn in my phone until I pass out.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, now.
With I mean, the phone in one hand and something else in the other.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Then you're definitely going to pass out once you continue your adventure and come to the end of your adventure.
See, that would be a fear of mine, though, because what if, like, I wake up? Sometimes I'll wake up to my wife just coming into the house.
Yeah, that's and the problem.
It would just be awkward, like, hey.
This person's single. This person has to be single.
Maybe?
You can't live with people and do that if they have access to you. Because you're right, Steve. There's nothing more. I never wanted anybody to discover me like that ever.
That's why the whole virtual reality glasses.
Exactly.
Where you can just watch it with it and not know anything else that's going on.
Yeah, you don't need that.
No.
No. No, I don't want someone going, hey, and you're, yeah. Got a new survey here that says 86% of dog owners say they would dump someone who didn't like their dog. Congratulations to you, 14%. You are normal people.
Whatever. Yeah. I would totally not be with someone if they didn't like my dog.
Oh, I'd be. You know, this is why I see. I think, okay, if I was single, what would I do? I go, well, I walk the park a lot. And it's like, you know, there's a lot of nice women, but there they are with their damn dogs. It ain't going to work out.
That's why you need to get a dog.
I am not getting a dog.
That's, no, I mean, if you were single. You get a dog, and you go to the dog parks, and you meet all the honeys.
Could I rent them and then
sure,
give them back?
You could be a pro dog walker.
Oh, yeah, so I guess I could just...
Then you could get paid to do it.
Yeah.
You get paid to try to pick up chicks, but
paid
then...
Paid to get laid.
But then they think I like their dog. See, they think I like dogs, and I don't want to be in some woman's flea-bitten apartment.
Well, I know, for me, when Lucy was alive, my last dog, before I met my wife, that was like the equivalent of meeting my parents. Like, I had to make sure she got along with my dog. Otherwise, there was no way that relationship would have worked.
Wow.
And you see that on Tinder a lot, that guys will put in their comments, or even girls, it says, if you don't get along with my dog, or you don't like my dog, it's the dog's always going to win. Just don't even bother swiping right with me.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do appreciate that you let me know ahead of time, because I will, you're out.
Yeah, why waste the time?
Yeah,
you're not going to tell the person, get rid of the dog. It's me or the dog. That's lame.
Yeah, people do trust their dog to set them up. 3 out of 10 people say they've used their dog as a way to start talking to a potential date. Like you said, a single person should do. And I guess they're saying it works 84% of the time. It is an icebreaker. I've seen people who would never talk to each other, and because of the dogs, they do.
Yeah.
I've seen that at the park. I feel like, man, I would like to be able to do that with people without the dog. I mean, because...
Sure, you can, but it's hard to figure out a common interest without knowing the person.
At how least about when we're human beings, man?
Well, that's... Come on. All right.
You know,
put we're on human the beings. Pipe, Captain Hippie.
We're looking for love, man.
Dude, that's like the most awkward thing. Hi, we're humans. Let's talk.
Right?
It's awkward only because we've just forgotten how to connect as brothers. If we were like... Let's just say we were on an alien world, man. And you, I'll tell you what, you see this in other countries. If you all of a sudden know somebody's from your home state and you're like in another country, it happened to me when I was in Peru. You know, I met somebody from Washington and they were like, hey, and so right off the bat. But if we were in Washington, we would never talk.
Right. Like if I'm in Hawaii and I'm wearing a Seahawks shirt, I had a lot of people go, hey, go Hawks. And then we have a quick conversation about the team. What are we hoping for?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you found something and you have a common interest in. If you have a dog and someone else has one, you know instantly, like, oh, that person's like me. They care enough about their dog to take it on a walk. They're not just opening up their backyard and letting it run. They're spending quality time with their dog.
So you're getting a lot of info.
Oh, 100%.
Damn.
Yes.
Wow.
That's why. It's more than just being a human.
I'm actually more entertained now just to have BJ walk around with a dog. So someone comes up and says, hey, you like dogs? No. I hate them.
Yeah.
I just have this stupid dog with me so I can meet people like you.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you know what? And I hate you already. So never mind. This whole dog thing's not working. Almost 80% of people say they actually are likely to hook up with someone if that person also has a dog. See, I think there's something wrong.
I've had dates happen because I was at a dog park in the past.
See, I think that's, I mean, I guess it's shorthand for you to know that I guess you are at least likable enough because you can take care of an animal.
But I guess that's a weird thing with dog. Let's replace dog with board games. And you were out like Cafe Mox.
Yeah.
And you saw somebody playing a game that you dug. And so you're like, hey, oh, you're playing that game too. That's awesome. And you have a conversation like, hey, we should go grab coffee sometime. Is that stupid?
No, it's not stupid.
It's the same thing.
It's just, it's the same thing. You're right. It's just, you're right. I can't argue with that. I'd like to, but I'm not going
dogs.
To. Yeah, I do. I do hate dogs.
Yeah,
and I hate the humans that have them. So you know what?
I hate people who like board games named BJ. It's very, very specific. Anyone else who plays board games not named BJ, I like.
BJ and Migs mornings on the Rock 99.9 KISW.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Saturday, October 27th, it's Bourbon and Bacon Fest. Headed to Tacoma.
Yeah.
Not stop.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to Tacoma, Steve. You're not going to make me stop.
Pretty much just take a handful of them.
It's Marshawn enjoying some bacon-inspired treats.
Something like that.
Yeah. You can also enjoy some great spirits from all these distilleries that are coming from all over the country. Down to Tacoma, Tacoma Armory, that's where they're going to be pouring their best spirits. And like Steve said, that's where you're going to be chomping on some great treats, bacon style, thanks to some great restaurants around here.
It's a B-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
Yeah, there's two sessions, one during the day, one during the night. Maybe you'd like to go for both of them. You want tickets? Go to KISW.com. That's where you get those tickets to Bourbon and Bacon Fest, benefiting our friends at Treehouse.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama!
And Facebook Drama is brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. And BJ, once again, here's our opportunity to point out the morons that are on Facebook. This is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it, and of course, we are going to act it out. So this time around, BJ, you will be playing the role of Ash.
All right.
Vicky, you will be Wayne.
Woo!
Rev, you're Sierra.
Sweet.
Sarah, you'll be playing the role of the dad.
Oh, hey.
And I'll be Seth.
Nice.
All right, so once again, Ash is the original poster. So, BJ, please take it away.
Well, now I know what metals I'm allergic to. I've decided to go on an adventure and get 5 new piercings.
Oh, quick pause. Ash is a girl.
Oh.
Like Ash.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Well, now that I know what metals I'm allergic to, I decided to go on an adventure and get 5 new piercings.
Dad says that you should go on an adventure to find a job.
Oh, thanks, Dad. And when would I have time for that? I have classes all day, 3 days a week. Am I just supposed to be busy all the time?
Here it comes. I predict that before this conversation ends, someone will be reminded of who is paying for college here.
Sierra is right. Do I need to remind you?
Dad! You said you would stay off my page!
And you said that you would get a weekend job to pay for your entertainment. 5 new piercings sounds like a lot of entertainment. Oh, and you might want to check with Mom before getting new holes in your face.
I didn't say my face!
Ooh, do tell.
Our agreement was that we would pay for school, and she would make her own pocket money.
Ding, 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 there it is. I am a winner. He pays for college.
Dad, ask her where her piercings are going. Ask her. If they aren't going on her face, where would they go? Hashtag,
Ashley Ann.
I'm calling you right now! Hashtag, bye all!
I still want to know where they're all going to go. Hashtag pics or it didn't happen. LOL.
Wow. Sexy Steve. Make it a comeback.
I feel so dirty.
Yes. Seth has no shame. The dad's on there, too, and Seth doesn't care.
He's trying to be the future son-in-law.
Yeah.
Damn. I like five new piercings. Sounds like a lot of entertainment.
Yeah.
To who? The piercer?
Well, if he's getting him pierced, if she's getting him downstairs, yeah, it's a good show for him.
True.
Yeah.
I remember one time being at a tattoo shop, getting a tattoo, and somebody came in to get that area pierced.
Ooh.
And they went to a different room, obviously. They didn't, like, proper up in front of all of us to watch or anything like that. But I will never forget how everybody just stopped on a dime when she made the first sound that she made when the piercing happened. It was the loudest, happy sound that you could ever hear.
Oh, man.
Like, she was a fan of getting it pierced there. And, like, legitimately, that sound happens, and then all the sounds, like let's just say these are the tattoo guns. Wait, we get a longer one. So they're doing the tattoos, and all of a sudden she goes, ah! Everybody just stops, and we're all, like, looking at each other and go, that was pretty cool.
I when you were building this up, I thought you were going to say she let out a big fart or something.
No, she had a happy moment.
Good for her.
Yeah, that's what you want to hear. The fart would have been funny, but the happy moment, every guy's like, okay.
It was awesome.
Man.
It was loud and proud.
Yeah, I still wouldn't get that pierced.
No?
Oof. Mm-mm.
Not into that, huh?
I feel like that would hurt too much. Although I do like guys that have it pierced. I'm totally down if they do.
I'm feeling that actually surprising. Of all the things that you do in life, Vicky, if somebody asked me to bet, would you or wouldn't you? I would have bet, would you?
I mean, if somebody were to pay for it and give me like if someone bet me and gave me a bunch of money, yeah, sure, I'd do it. But no,
I'd be afraid of something catching on something.
Yeah,
in the throes of passion.
I'm afraid of all piercings for that reason.
Even on the ear?
Yeah, even on the ear.
You don't want to get an earring?
I'm not going to get an earring.
We should all get earrings together.
No, yeah. Again, whatever
show
you
earrings.
Want. Yeah, I'm not getting show earrings.
Like big diamond studs?
Hot.
It's not happening.
Come on.
I'm not piercing and I'm not tattooing. I'm going to go old school for the rest of my life.
Fine.
Sorry, buddy.
It'd be fun.
Well, go ahead and do it. You don't need me.
I got pierced and I passed out. I don't really want to do it anymore.
Yeah, what do you want me to do? You want me to pass out? Is that why?
Yes.
Oh, I see. See, it's like whatever you want to do as a team, you really just want to see me suffer is really what it is.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Dude,
and here's the audio that time when I passed out.
I feel really lightheaded right now. I might pass out.
Dude, that's
whoa.
Nice. Whoa. It's amazing how high pitched your voice
is. It's like you're riding a really slow roller coaster.
Whoa. That's when I got my eyebrow pierced.
Yeah, dude,
that was the first and last piercing I ever got.
The video of that is still disturbing. Watching you just lose consciousness is
yes.
Like, oh man.
You can YouTube it. Just type Migs piercing KSW and you'll find it.
I feel like that's what somebody looks like when they die.
Oh, dude, whenever I show it to people, that's the first thing that they'll say. Because sometimes back in the day, it was originally on a VHS tape. That's how long ago this was.
Wow. Yeah.
And every time my buddies would come over, like, you want to see something awesome? And they're all like, yeah, what are we going to watch? Some great music video or something? Some cool skateboarding video? Because that's what we would usually do. And I'd pop it in, and it would be that. And I'd just watch the reaction. Because everyone's all stoned out of their mind while we're watching this. And everybody said, you look like you just died, man. Why is this cool? We don't like this.
Yeah, dude, it's really creepy.
And I'm out for a long time.
Yeah, you are.
At least 40 seconds.
It's you go like, did we just kill this guy?
I feel really lightheaded right now. I might pass out. Pass out, dude.
Whoa.
That's not good, man. Because we've been around you when you pass out, and, you know, you land right on the floor. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. Speaking of ears, this is weird. There's an army private who lost an ear in a car accident, now has a new one, which they fashioned from her own rib cartilage. And after they crafted the ear out of her cartilage, surgeons placed it under the skin of her forearm so that it could grow and develop blood vessels in a process known as neovascularization.
Why are you making me Google this?
Dude, the picture is trippy.
Whoa!
No!
Yes!
It's ear arm.
It's ear arm. It's real life. Like, are you kidding me?
Some indie wrestler needs to do that. That way, that could be like their finishing move. Can you hear me? No. Elbow drop.
Just gross.
Yeah.
That's weird as F, man.
Yeah. But, you know, how about she's getting a new ear? That's cool.
That's awesome. Science is neat, but that's still weird as F.
I know. She had to run around, though. She basically, for how I don't know how many months, had to have an ear in her arm and so that they could make her a new ear.
I would wear long sleeves all the time
until
they cut that damn ear out of my arm.
The operation is the first of the kind for the Army, though similar procedures have been undertaken elsewhere at least twice. But she's in the Army. So, you know what? If she's still in the Army, come on, dude. You know what? That's like, she's probably creeping out all the soldiers going, don't mess with me. I'll show you my ear arm.
Yep. I hear everything.
That's awesome. I mean, that's amazing technology.
I would use it to my advantage at a bar. Yo, I got an ear on my elbow.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Yeah, dude, seriously, that's nuts.
You'd be freaking people out at the gym. Do you think like it gets more swole as you work out?
Oh, man.
It starts throbbing.
Or you know what you could do at the bars? You know how they say, like, oh, you can't lick your own elbow? There's a thing that says, oh, you will never see your own ears without a mirror.
Right.
You'd be like, I bet you I can look at my ear without looking at a mirror. And then get people to give you money.
Dude, that's,
boom, mother.
Yeah, you know what? I give you money just to say, hey, okay, roll your sleeve back down. You win, kid. Jeez.
So then what? They just slice it off of the arm?
I know. I guess that's what they've got to do, and they're going to put it on her head.
Mm.
It is literally an ear under the skin of her forearm.
So he says, Steve, search nose forehead. Same thing there. Chris, just by you describing it makes me not want to look
for it. Somebody made a nose forehead? Come on.
I'm fine with not looking it up.
I want to see that.
Then look it up yourself.
Well, go find me the nose forehead, Vicky.
Does not look real.
Yeah, see, that's got to be fake.
There's I'm not looking it up, Vicky. Don't look at my computer. I'm away from this.
It's on National Geographic.
Out. It's really a nose forehead?
No. Yeah.
Let me see the picture, Vicky.
Google it.
You have to. No! It's your job. Give me the nose
for
it now.
I'm about to turn around their screen. Everyone look away except for BJ.
All right, hold on. That's not real.
Whoa! Apparently it is real.
And why is it upside down?
Oh,
he can't swim.
Oh,
or shower. He might
drink. Regular nose. Does he need to fix his regular nose? Yeah, he did. He had nose problems.
Oh, I don't want.
Wow. I mean, that's all. Again, science is awesome.
But it's got to go on his forehead.
I'd wear a hat until that thing got off my face.
Damn, dude.
Or at the bar, I'd be like, yo. I could pick my nose with multiple ways.
Oh, wow. And they're going to cut it off his head and put it on his face. Wow. That is, I mean, that's amazing they can do that now.
Yeah, somebody says it's legit. Another person says, you know, you could, Garrison from South Park grew a penis on a mouse. That's also like National Geographic. It's true stuff, right?
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
Wow.
This is amazing stuff.
I mean, it's cool that you could do that, but man, that's going to make for some awkward conversations until it's finally grown and you can. How long do you have to keep it on you?
Oh, dude, I don't know, but man, we're getting closer and closer to that movie, The Island. And there's another movie, I don't know the name of it. Somebody told me the plot to, but where we'll just have clones and they'll only be there just so we can replace our body parts.
Wow,
how about that, man, dude?
So he said, Steve, I just watched the video of you passing out. WTF?
Yeah.
I feel like such a P word right now.
Yeah.
Greatest clip ever.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank account, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.